Melavnoi Shakraya Mita. You have the frame of a bed. Melavnoi Shakraya Mita Mal. The frame of a bed, what's going to be the locha? Kolheicha de metaltle vahado. Kozman, you can move it around. These frames are movable. Loiti boiloch. Do a metaltle. It's movable. It's not called really part of the bed. So even though I sell you the bed, I do not mean to sell you the frame of the bed. Kiti boiloch, where's my shiloh? Heichad le metaltle. Well, you can't move it on. It's like stuck onto the bed. So Rashbam says it means chatichas eitz. It's like a piece of wood. They would put it under the bed. In order that the bed should not like rot away in the ground. Like this, the feet of the bed get stuck into the ground, so maybe eventually the ground will rot away the wood. In order that shouldn't happen, they put a frame around it. So the question is, that frame, is it called now part of the bed, it's included in the sale of the bed? Or maybe no, it's not a protector. So if I sell you the bed, I meant the bed and not the bottom part of it. That's not included. Yeah, ma, when it's not movable, my tekel. So I guess sometimes when you sell a table and you have on bottom, you have the piece of wood, there's something the table goes on top of, keep it in place. So that's shalom, that will be called part of the sale or not. Since it's not part of the table itself, it's only there to keep it in place, so it shouldn't rot away, that's a shalom that's called part of the mitzvah or not. Then the Mishnah says, v'loy yasacharuv hamukar v'loy sadana shikma. If you have this charuv that was already grafted, then it's a chashev one, it's a strong one, it's a chashev by itself, it's not included in the sale. Or else if you have the shikma, this sycamore tree, that's already cut off the branches to make it grow better and stronger, then it's chashev by itself, it's not included in the sale. Tzemach says, minoha nemili, how do I know this? Rashbam says, the charuv ha-muka, v'sadna shikma, einim korah m'klal soda. How do we know this? That these type of trees, once they're chashev, once you grafted them already, or else once you cut off the branches to make it grow bigger, it's chashev by itself. We know how nimili. Omarev yudom arav. Tiyom akro, the post in the Bereshit says,
Vayokom tzedei Ephraim, asher b'machpelo. And then the post in Kenzof, it goes on and says, asher boi b'chol eitz, asher b'sodeh, asher b'chol gvuloi soviv. Which is mashma that Avraham Avinu was not only koina the soda, but everything, all the trees inside it. So we dashen like this: mishet sorech legovol ligvol soviv. Anything that you have to make a boundary around it. In other words, small type of trees, the normal trees that you could argue does it belong to you or belong to him. So you have to have like a border around it. That's all included in the sale. That's what the post, an extra pasuk says: bechol gvuloi soviv. But Yotzu Elu, what goes out of this, the Shikma tree, or the Shruv, Shein Tzrichim Ligvul Saviv, you do not have to make a boundary or border around it. Since these are big trees, solid trees, everybody knows who they belong to. So as Mashma, this type of a solid tree is not included in the Stam sale. When Avraham Avinu brought the stay from the stay Ephron, Asher B'machpelom, he was only kind of a Choleitz, Asher B'asod, Asher B'chol Gvulei Saviv, only the normal small trees. But Mashem, a big tree, was not Bechlau, the Kenyan. And this thing says, Amar of Mishashia, Mikan from here, Limitzorim min HaTorah. That when you're kind of a Sada, you're also kind of the borders, the boundary around it, that's min HaTorah. Because here also these trees, like we used to make the border around the field, and Avraham Avinu was also kind of, like the Pasuk says, the Chol Ha'etz, Asher Basodeh, Asher B'chol Gvulei Saviv. Mashm, all the trees that were used for the border, for the boundary, also Avraham Avinu was kaina.
That's the shraya from the apostle of Avraham Avinu, that the big trees there are included in the sale. And Amar of Mishashia, Mikan le Mitzorim min HaTorah. From here we see that the Mitzorim, the boundaries, are min HaTorah. Shalom says, Shakoinias HaSodah, somebody buys a field, Koinias HaMitzorim Atzmam, you also buy the boundaries. V'chol Hilonas HaNatuyim B'Meitzar, all the trees that are around for the boundary, they're also the cloud of Sada. See, Avraham Avinu was kana all these trees also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Mazvin Aryeh Lechavre. If somebody sells his field to his friend, so Tzorach Lemichtav Lei, you have to write, the Moicha should write inside this Tishtar, Tzorach Lemichtav Lei, Kini Lecho, I'm also mean to sell you, you're also kind of here, Diklin, the palm trees, Otolin, stamp the trees there, Vahutzin, Vetzitzin, that all the different type of trees here are included in the sale. Shram says, Tolin means Shestilin, Netoyim, Churim, young trees. Hutzin, Vetzitzin, Gamay, Minidikolin, the type of palm trees. Kiratnan, Sinai, Hara, Barzil, Ksherim, Zvoshim, Shein, Elo, Tain, and Paris. So these are trees that don't give off fruits.
What are besides the, I don't
want to sell you the trees. So, Sunsi. When you sell him, that if you say you don't want to, it's okay. But Minastam, these things are included. But since they're included anyway, it's better to write it in the shtar itself. And the Gemara says, V'yaf agav d'chiloi kosev lei, hochi, koni, even though if you do not write in the shtar, that I'm selling you all these trees, I just say I'm selling you the soda, these trees are also included. Afilu hochi, shuf for the shtar, who? It's a nice thing for the shtar to have written out clearly exactly what's in the sale. So the Gemara is saying, if I don't want to sell you the trees, you have to speak it out. I don't want to sell it to you. But otherwise, minastam, we say that these trees are included in the sale. So therefore, Rashbam says, shuf for the shtara means yipu koyach hashtar. It's nicer for the shtar this way. The afilu yoslev nei bezdin, toyin, even if bezdin doesn't know the locha so much, but stam would look in the shtar and see clearly it's included in the sale, there won't be any problems. So therefore, it's better to write it out clearly in the shtar exactly what's included in the sale. Oh, my land. Let's just say it like this. Arya Vidikli. I'm selling you now my land and Vidikli and my palm trees. That's what I write in the shtar. I'm selling you Arya Vidikli and my shtar. So what, and my palm tree. What does it mean to sell? So, Chazina, let's see. He used to lay Dikli if he has a lot of palm trees. Yoyev lay Trey. He has to give him at least two. Trey Dikli. Because Loshen Dikli is plural. It means at least two palm trees. The last slave, he doesn't own any palm trees, Zovin le Trey Dikli. He's going to have to buy him two palm trees. Because if you say clearly, I'm selling you my land and palm trees, it means at least two. The Mishabdi, let's say Taki owns the palm trees, but the Mishubid, other people have a right to take it away for this chayv. The Mishubid, they're like a guarantee for somebody else. The locher is then paraklei. He has to pay up his chayv in order that he has back the trees to give these trees away, because he made a sale now. He's selling his field with two palm trees. What about if he sells like this? Trey Dikli. I'm selling you now two palm trees. No, as before. The Mishabed paraklei Trey Dikli. If they're Mishubed, he should redeem two palm trees. What about if he sells like this? Arya Vidikli. I'm selling you my land with the palm tree. Arya Vidikli. That's the lesson that he said. Arya Vidikli Shvam says, Sode im de kolim, Shebatecha. I'm selling you my field with the palm trees inside it. That's what he said. So if he said a lesson like this, Chazina, let's see. Is Bodikli, if there are palm trees in the field itself, Yoivlai, very good, that's what he said. He said, I'm selling you this field with the palm trees inside it. So if there are palm trees inside it, very good. The lab, let's say he doesn't have any fields with palm trees, then make a toysu, clearly. Oh, the Mechir's bottle. He said, clearly, I'll sell you the field with palm trees inside it. Here it doesn't have to go buy two palm trees. Because that's not in the field. I said, I'll sell you the field with two palm trees. It's called a mekhtois. What about if he says, Arya Beidikli? I'll sell you a field by the palm trees. That's what he said. Arya Beidikli. My response says, Mokim Haroidle to call. That's what it means. Arya Beidikli just means a place that's fit to have palm trees. So then, Arya Beidikli. Less le dikli. He doesn't have any, then he doesn't have any palm trees. Why? The chaz le dikli komale. All he meant to say is, I'm selling you a field that's fit to have palm trees. But I did not mean to say I'm selling you the palm trees. So whether there are, whether they're not there, they're not included in the sale. Oh, male, let's say for this, I'm selling you my field, le bar me dikli palni. Excluding this one palm tree. Excluding one special palm tree, I'm not selling you. That's what he said. So, chazina, let's see. I dikli tu veheve. If Itaka owns a lot of palm trees, Shiyur Shira, then Taki meant to leave over this one palm tree. All the rest of them are included in the sale, and this is the one that he meant to leave over. That's called Shiyur Shira, left over this. Clever Rashbam says, Deina Benanim Shetoinim Peiros Ktaf Bechudei Shira Dait Lenefim Peiros Adeil. And the Lokeach is kind of all the other palm trees. What about Idikla Bisho? Let's say this one palm tree. Chazin like this. No, huh? Don't forget, it's like this. Chazin, and let's see. If it's a good palm tree, then hushi or shiira. Then for sure he only left over this palm tree. He meant to sell all the rest of them. But the dikla bishu, if this palm tree that he said, I'm not selling you, is a bad one, then kol shekin.